Our next two LOS require us to calculate and interpret the bank discount yield, holding period yield, effective annual yield, and money market yield for U.S. Treasury bills and other money market instruments, and to convert among holding period yields, money market yields, effective annual yields, and bond equivalent yields. Treasury bills are sold at a discount from par value, pay no periodic interest, but pay the par or face value of the bill at maturity. Consider a 90-day T-bill that is selling for $980 and will pay its par value of $100 in 90 days. The discount from face value on this bill is 2%. The bank discount yield is an annualized discount where the current discount, 2%, is annualized by multiplying times 360 divided by the number of days to maturity. Since 90 is one quarter of a 360-day year, the bank discount yield is 8%. The holding period yield for the 90 days until maturity is just the $20 gain divided by the purchase price of $980, or 2.04%. The effective annual yield is the holding period yield of 2.04% compounded using a 365-day year. We calculate this as 1.0204 to the power 365 over 90, and subtract 1 to get an effective annual yield of 8.42%. Finally, we can compute the money market yield by multiplying the holding period yield of 2.04% by 360 divided by the 90 days in the holding period to get 8.16%. You must learn these definitions and be comfortable enough with the calculations that you can convert any of these yields to any of the others. Once we have established holding period yield, effective annual yield, or money market yield, we can use one as a basis for calculating the other two. Remember, the holding period yield is the actual return an investor will receive if the money market instrument is held until maturity. The effective annual yield is the annualized holding period yield on the basis of a 365-day year and incorporates the effects of compounding. To convert the holding period yield to an effective annual yield, we take 1 plus the holding period yield and raise it to the power 365 over the number of days in the holding period, and then subtract 1. We would follow the same steps for converting back from an effective annual yield to a holding period yield, only inverting the exponent to the number of days in the holding period divided by 365. The money market yield, which is also called the CD equivalent yield, is the annualized yield that is based on a 360-day year and does not account for the effects of compounding. That is, it assumes simple interest. To convert a holding period yield to a money market yield, we simply multiply the holding period yield times 360 divided by the number of days in the holding period. For other conversions, it is easiest to convert to the holding period yield as an intermediate step. The bond equivalent yield refers to 2 times the semi-annual discount rate. This convention stems from the fact that yields on U.S. bonds are quoted as twice the semi-annual rate because the annual coupon interest is paid in 2 semi-annual payments. As an example of calculating the bond equivalent yield, consider a 3-month loan that has a holding period yield of 2%. What is the yield on a bond equivalent basis? The first step is to convert the 3-month yield to a semi-annual or 6-month yield. 1.02 squared minus 1 equals 4.04%. The second step is to double it to 8.08% to get the bond equivalent yield. As a second example, consider an investment that has an effective annual yield of 8%. What is the yield on a bond equivalent basis? The first step is to convert the effective annual yield to a semi-annual yield. The square root of 1.08 minus 1 equals 3.923%. The second step is to double it. 2 times 3.923 equals 7.846%. We will revisit the calculation of bond equivalent yields in more detail in the study session on bond valuation.